Well, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eternal Athletes Podcast.
The EA Podcast.
Whatever you want to call it. EA, Eternal Athletes Podcast.
I'm just kidding.
Ryan and Aaron doing what they do. I'm Aaron. This is Ryan.
Hi.
My amazing husband. So on this episode today, we're going to talk a lot about unity, teamwork, all things that Christian athletes face, like we always talk about. So do you want to start off with anything?
Lots to talk about, obviously, with the on the teamwork side of things. Yeah. And we don't want to make this like your typical like coach speak, like in the locker room or up at a team meeting, the importance of teamwork. Like there'll be some aspects of that just for context and, you know, translating.
And because that's what we know how to do.
That's a pretty good point there. But there'll be obviously aspects of that. But what we really want to do is dive into like scripture and, you know, teamwork with Jesus, you know, the apostles, all that good stuff. And, you know, even the early church, the church nowadays, how you can apply it to sports. So we'll dive into that.
Yeah.
Wanted to give a shout out to a few things. I don't know if you guys saw.
Are you going to shout me out?
Shout you out every day. Yes, this is my amazing wife, everybody. Her name's Erin. She keeps me grounded.
All right,
in
I'm just kidding. Let's
possible,
move it on.
I know, blah, blah, blah. You guys don't care. But I just wanted to shout out a few things. One, the revival down in Columbus,
Woo!
Ohio.
O-H!
That was pretty cool.
You're supposed to say I-O right there.
You know,
someday you will.
Ohio State had an awesome turnout there at the Buckeye Revival. Aaron, you might actually know a little bit more about the history there. Do you?
I think the history goes back as far as 1 year ago. So,
well, okay,
never seen. I know last year some of the football players got together, put on this revival, and it was heavily attended and. A big night of worship and praise and baptisms as well. And because of the success of last year, I'm sure they wanted to do it anyways. I'm just putting words in their mouth. But, I mean, it was such a success last year. And then this year they did it again just a couple of nights ago. I don't even remember. Monday night they had down at campus, and it was fun for me because I was obsessively kind of looking at like Instagram stories trying to find, right, because we're not there in Columbus, unfortunately, but I was trying to like find stories or people that were sharing it or look at like the Ohio State campus or Ohio State University campus stories just to like get a glimpse, just to kind of like see what was in there. And if you do follow St. Fuel on Instagram, they have a reel on there too as far as what happened, and it was really cool to see. I don't know. To me, I just see when I see that many young college kids show up for an event for Jesus, I just think it's really cool because I was not a saint in college, and I don't know. I went to such a small school, and first of all, those things didn't happen. And if they did, I don't know that they would be heavily, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't think about like those young age kids. Like when I was eight, like sometimes you think young kids, like you're excited to go out and have this freedom and do whatever you want. You don't have to go to church on Sundays if you don't want to. And you don't have to do those things. And just to see that big of a turnout, I feel like is really cool and inspiring.
I agree. And it shows a lot of like, you know, the influence you can have as a, you know, a student athlete, you know, a professional athlete. You know, it shows that influence. You know, the Buckeye players, obviously a lot of people look up to them. You know, and it was a good turnout. I don't know how many thousands, you know, it seemed like, you know, were there. But that's really cool to see, you know, college students in that revival down at Ohio State. And
led by college. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like led by college athletes. That. And that's what this is all about, you know, with Eternal Athletes and, you know, the podcast here in St. Fuel is just taking your faith out, you know, to glorify God. And, you know, it's even more impressive is like, think how strenuous too, you know, those schedules are on the Buckeye players, the, you know, team meetings and all that. And obviously they're still making time, you know, to, you know, all of this, you know, this obviously didn't just happen. They just showed up Monday night, you know, there was a lot of behind the scenes work and, you know, hopefully, and
that's prioritizing,
you know, led a lot of people to Christ and, you know, shared their stories in faith.
And so. I do want to mention too, because I know sometimes if you are not an athlete, I don't know. I think there's a lot of times people are like, oh, like look at football players get whatever they want, or they can do whatever they want, or they don't have to show up to, you know what I mean? Like you kind of hear that kind of, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but like a bias. Yeah. About some of that. And that is true. That is true in a lot of cases, but I guess the point is that that we can't change that. And it is what it is for whatever reason, right? However many people just gravitate and watch football, that they have that. But I think what's more important is recognizing that when you do have that influence and you do have that power, what you do with it, I guess, is what I kind of want to talk about. Because could, yeah, we're talking about Ohio State football, right? Like, could the band put something on and people attend it? Or could the chess club put something on and people attend it? Yes.
And chess club.
I don't know. Amazing. I couldn't think of any. I'm trying to think of like opposite, or an academic club, or you know what I mean? Could they put something on like this?
Gardening.
Yes. And would we be excited about it? Yes. Would we be pumped and want to talk about it? Yes. But I think it's just noticing what, obviously, what we're focused on with the athletes, but also that them recognizing that they have that influence and what they're choosing to do with it. Nobody's making them do it, especially at a big public university. It's probably not like encouraged by administration or anything. So they're making that decision to do this.
That's awesome. And you know, got on this Ohio State tangent here. Just was going to be a quick note, but opening this up here, I just kind of want to point out too, since we're on that topic, you know, also like, you know, Nebraska athletics and stuff, there is a kind of a scene behind where players were talking about, you know, maybe teams that trash talk the most, and they were naming teams. And one of the players was talking about, you know what team didn't trash talk, or they're actually pretty chill the whole time? Like Ohio State. They're pretty chill. They didn't trash talk. And like, I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, that you know, a team, or, you know, with leaders, you know, such as Ohio State, for example, that has, you know, men of character, men following Jesus, and, you know, proclaiming the gospel from stage in front of thousands, and, you know, on TV in front of millions. I don't know if that should maybe shock us, if, you know, a team with that kind of culture that honors Jesus maybe didn't talk the most smack during the game and kind of kept themselves cool and level headed. So that is something to note as well, which is kind of cool, and I think
because
makes a lot
of
sense.
Because they know what matters. And again, we're speculating and speaking for players.
We are, yeah.
I just think that, like, as an athlete, if you let your game speak for you, we say that all the time, but most players don't. And I think that that also shows more like a maturity and a security thing as well. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, kudos to their coaches as well that probably teach and emphasize that. Because that wasn't always the case.
Right. Agreed.
And I'm sure it's not a whole team. I'm sure there's some. But I think that goes to, and especially kind of leads into what we wanted to talk about today, too, with the unity and that teamwork. But it's kind of like when you're a part of your team, and if you grow up in a team culture that doesn't do that, right? The freshmen coming in as a new Buckeye or new wherever, and they see that the stars of the team don't need to talk trash, that teaches them that they don't need to talk trash, right? And they're setting that example. So I think that's a cultural.
Yeah, absolutely. Thing. You know, sets an example that stays in the program and everything. Yeah, so that's awesome.
And it's not just Ohio State.
Right,
so there's
that's
a lot
just,
of great,
you know,
teams
one team we thought, and we know
we
there's a lot going on around. Yeah, that was just one example. And if you have, you know, more examples, yeah, send them our way. We're happy to, you know, highlight it and everything there. But
small,
you know,
schools too. I think we get so caught up talking to big schools because that's what you see on TV all the time.
Yeah.
But I would like to highlight some D2, D3,
no,
smaller schools.
Exactly. Yeah. And don't feel bad, like, if you don't think you have the publicity as, you know, a program, you know, like the Buckeyes or something, or you're on a national stage. You know, one question we get asked a lot on like DMs and everything, and they see these athletes, you know, proclaiming, you know, Jesus and everything. You know, some athletes might ask us, well, but I'm at a, you know, high school, or I'm at a D3 or NAIA school. Like, I just can't, you know, reach the people, you know, that someone from a D1 program could reach, or, you know, it might just be your local news station, or it might just be a camera reporter, you know, from the, you know, an internship at school, where maybe 50 people might see this max. But, you know, our advice is always the same, and it is, you never know who's going to hear that. And you yourself as an athlete, you know, if you're in high school, college, you know, or a pro, there is still someone looking up to you, and you have to realize that. You know, even if you're 17, you know, a high school senior, and it's a, you know, a little post-game interview for the news, you never know if there's a 7-year-old boy that just, like, listens to what you said. Mm-hmm. And he could you know, grow up and have a platform, a huge, bigger platform one day and go to a bigger school or go to NFL. And then the ripple effect from what you just said in passing that you didn't even really think much about, it just kind of came off. You know, you could implement that little boy or girl, and they're seven, and that could just be a little memory seed planted in their mind. So then when they maybe have an opportunity to amplify Jesus in sports 20 years from the day you said that, that can happen. So that's been our advice for people, is like, don't let, you know, maybe your small sphere and small atmosphere of where you think this might impact, you know, affect you from still proclaiming it, because you never know who's watching, and everything will go for the glory for God. And kind of, you know, maybe we'll hit on this in a little bit when we talk about teamwork and the Bible verse we're going to go over, but sorry.
When you were saying that, it made me think too, like, because especially probably the shirt you're wearing too made me think of it. But I remember, you just never know, right? So you played college football and you had a coach that always said a prayer, right? Was that your college team?
Both teams.
But that said that one prayer that you always said.
Yeah.
So your college coach, so it's a, you know, college that you're playing at, and he started every game off or every practice off with his prayer. And so then, you know, Ryan hears that and is memorized, right? Stuck with him, became a part of him, who he is. And then when he started coaching, started off that same way, like saying this prayer at the beginning of practice. And Ryan started coaching when he started at like the seventh and eighth graders, right? And I remember being at a game one time, and this little boy on the team's mom said that prayer that your husband says before practice every day. I saw he had it typed out, taped next to his bedroom wall, you know. And it's just like, you never know, you know what I mean?
That's cool.
And so, and I don't know where your college coach heard that from, if he made that prayer up himself or he heard it from somewhere. But my point is, that ripple effect made it all the way to,
right.
And who knows, maybe he still says it and shares it with, he's in college now, that's how old we are, but you know, maybe he still shares that.
That's the number one prayer. I mean, if you go to our St. Fuel site on prayers, it should be like the top prayer listed. You know, today is the beginning of a new day. God's given you this day to do with as you will. You can waste it or use it for good. Tomorrow will come. This day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something you've traded. Make sure it's success, not failure, gain, not loss, and good, not evil. You know, that was just said, you know, before every practice, and it's something I said for years and still say every day, just kind of as a good, you know, prerequisite and kind of framing what practice is going to look like, a game, my day even. So, that's perfect. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Ironic. Yeah. Wearing the Hound shirt. This where, you know,
shout out St. Bridget's.
Yeah. So,
all right.
All right.
So let's talk a little bit about this.
All right.
Verse about unity. I love how we were like, this is what we're going to talk about. And it took us about 20 minutes
that's
to get
okay.
there.
That's all important
right.
stuff.
It is.
That's important stuff. And that's why this exists. I mean, we don't want to be so like
robotic.
Yeah. Cookie
boring.
Cutter. We know you guys don't need like another here's teamwork talk. You guys don't need that. You know, we want to, you know, give some context and some color for some real world examples, and also bring some faith into that. So,
All right, let's touch base on this.
Yeah. So, for teamwork, obviously faith principles, obviously, yes, this ties to team structured type of environments. You might be a single competitor, you know, like a golfer, but, you know, you still could be a part of the greater golf team. This could be relevant for dance, gymnastics, wrestling, anytime there's like single performance, but you're still a part of a greater team. So, you know, just ask you to take all of this into that context as well. But so the verse going to go over for, you know, our episode on teamwork here, unity for a purpose, is 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 12. Through 27. And just bear with me for a minute here. Going to read through it. All right. Try not to stumble too bad. So, all right. So St. Paul is talking to the Corinthians here. And this verse starts, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Jesus. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we are all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. That would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable of, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God so arranged the body, giving the greatest honor and the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have all the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it.
He can read.
I did it.
Good job.
All right.
Well done. That's a long one. I didn't realize how long.
Sorry to bore you.
I mean, I'm not. I love listening to you read.
Okay.
But yeah.
That was good. Any initial thoughts on that?
I mean, I think the obvious thoughts of a teamwork as far as like not everyone plays the same position on a team, but they're all equally important.
Mm-hmm.
The obvious takeaway, yeah. I think, from that, we all have a purpose on the team. Some are more glorified than others.
Yeah.
Some are more, I can't think of a good word choice here, but more, I guess, like,
yeah, glamorized,
popular,
like the quarterback on a football team. It's just natural.
And that's why I love when I hear a quarterback always reference their offensive line, because you're nothing, nothing at all.
Or even with
receivers, you know, like
receivers, the running back pass protecting.
There's everything, like, you know what I mean? And so it's like the quarterback does get a lot of.
Yeah, there's a lot of weight on the shoulders. I mean, obviously, we're just speaking football, or the pitcher in baseball. Like, yes, but you're nothing without a good second baseman, you know, first base. Like, everything has to come into play with that. You know, could be speaking to, like, even some people, like, again, football season, first thing that comes to my mind is, like, if you're on the scout team, like, come on, you're, you know, a freshman, redshirt freshman, or, you know, whatever it is, you're a sophomore, even junior, senior on the scout team. It doesn't matter. Like, it's still really important. One, you're making yourself, you know, a better person, you know, working hard and everything so you can earn your way for more playing time. So there's some natural character and skill building that goes along with it, which is good for you.
Yes.
And then two, at the same time, you're making your team better. And like, it might not be fun getting kind of kicked in, or like if you have to crash down on the pulling guard and everything, and your shoulders might be
hurting. I don't even know what that means.
Okay. This is just a football reference. I mean, just, you know, essentially get
beat up.
Beat up is a simple way to say it on scout team, but a good beat up, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all saw Rudy.
yeah, that's a perfect example. Think like a Rudy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but even like, you know, volleyball season, you know, you might not be getting in, or you just might be a serving specialist, whatever it is. I mean, that's still really important. I mean, and, you know, needed for the greater good of the team. So yes, I'm sure, you know, maybe this is something you guys have thought all about, already, but just because, you know, let's take a 100-man roster. You know, if you're not, you know, a starter, you're not one of the 22 starters, and you barely made the team, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that is really awesome. There's lots of people that, you know, make the practice squad in the NFL and are bummed about it. and that's, you know, rightfully so in some cases, right? Like, you have ambitions and goals, like, awesome, yes. But like, at the end of the day, you take a macro perspective of this, is like, you're 0.001%, you know, of athletes still who are even on an NFL team. And that's a big deal. And, you know, you have to take in mind, like, you can earn your way up to a starting, and you never know, you might be practice squad week ones, you know, 1 through 13, but once week 14 comes up and there's a few injuries on the team, hello, you get called up, and that happens every year. So,
yeah.
Got to stick with it.
I think it's important to remember too, in reference to you know, combining this with our faith is there's a lot of people that never step foot on the court, but at the end of the year, they still get the ring when their team wins, you know? Yeah. And so I think noting that, you know, looking at the place we play in a team, obviously when it comes in our faith too, is if we're doing the right things and showing up and playing our position, no matter what it is or practice God or whatever, that when the end comes,
you'll still get
we'll get our ring, yeah, you know, and what really matters, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. So another thing I thought of too, you know, while I was reading the verse, it was just like, it talked about, you know, nothing's more important. You know, nothing's less honorable. And everything there. I thought of, what happens to one part of the body happens to all, like it all needed to function. I thought of like coaches, like when they make an example of the team, like if one person messes up, making the whole team run,
yeah,
you know, that whole thing,
rise and fall together.
Exactly. You know, the, you know, you're only as successful, you know, as your weakest link, you know, yeah. So the expression is, and that is important. So in my opinion, I like that coaches do that. Because yes, you got to build up, and it shows you're not accepting mediocrity.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're a human, babe.
I know. But, yeah, it shows you're not accepting that. And, yeah, I could say a decent amount there, not to get it too far into coaching. But...
Well, and I think too, so if we're like comparing again too, and we're looking at sports and we're looking at the body and this verse,
let's stay
I think
verse,
too,
yeah.
Where it just comes to, you know how like you hear when like some people lose a sense, like it strengthens in other places, right? So if somebody is born and they're blind and they can't see, they might have like way better hearing, right? Like mm-hmm. some of the other senses. And I think, you know, if I'm looking at this and I'm looking at how can I compare this to a team, and I think about like not all of like everyone's going to be functioning at 100% all the time. So sometimes if you have a teammate that is not what's the word I'm looking for? Not at 100%, right? Whether both physically,
short.
Mentally, falling short, whatever it is. Yes, you're there to help them, but then you step up and you do more too as that individual, just like as we see in other parts of the body. If there's people who were born with no feet or no hands and they can feed themselves perfectly with their hands. So there's no excuse, right? Where I'm just saying like if something's lacking or something is missing, like the rest of the body picks up for that lack. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Absolutely.
My mind could go 100 different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, thinking, like, compare that to, like, a team functionality. I mean, you know, when I'm not at my best, you have to be dad and mom to our babies, you know?
Yeah.
And you're never not at your best. So. But I'm just saying, like, that's a team. That's what you do.
And vice versa. So, yeah. You know, even in, you know, wrestling, say you are like, you know, an individual person on the mat, you can kind of get, you know, some more sense of like, it can kind of be almost a tendency to maybe be like more selfish in some ways. You know, if it's just like a you versus, you know, the opponent and everything, but you still have to remember like the greater good of the team, like, and like how points are scored, you know, track meets, for example, you know, playing your part, you know, this is a good example. Like you hate running 400s in track, but, you like, does that bring back?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of have
memories?
PTSD right now.
Okay. So yeah. For example, if you hate running 400s in track, yeah, it's an individual competitor event, but, even if you just get like sixth place or something like that, or just place and get like whatever the points, you know, are nowadays, you know, 1 to 2 points for the team, that could push the team over an edge, to win the track meet that day. You know, when your coach called you in last minute, you know, like, hey, what are you doing? You know, get in there, run the 400, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, that stuff, you know, is not fun as it could be in some cases. Yeah. It's character building and just, you know, put the team up, like, put the team ahead of you.
Got
for that.
Things you don't want to do sometimes. We're trying to teach our 3-year-old daughter that right now, but
but very fun.
And I think too, when you're in an individual sport, like sure, your goal, whatever, everything you just said, right, for the team. But I feel like then your teammates just look different, right? I feel like your caddy, your coach, your strength trainer, right? Like that's still the team, mm-hmm. in my opinion, how I would, you know.
Part of it,
so.
Yeah. The Water Boy. You know,
yeah, that's the worst movie ever.
Love that. But
yeah.
Yeah. So that's
teamwork on three.
Teamwork's awesome. Teamwork for the Lord. Unity for a purpose. So that's you guys got what we're saying here, right? Yeah, so got the basics there, and we'll have some spillover, of course, teamwork in other episodes. But yeah, just know whether you're, starting, middle blocker, you're, starting outside hitter, starting pitcher, you're, three-time, state champ, in the long jump, whatever it is, you're still a part of a greater team. And don't forget your, spiritual team. In Christ and, all the saints and all the wonderful men and women of God that have walked before us. But yeah, apply those principles, teamwork. Just because, you think you're a little pinky toe on the volleyball team or the football team, doesn't mean you're any less important than, the starting middle blocker or whoever there. So, yeah, thank you, Jesus. Go sports. bring your I just saw that today. So I was like fresh in my mind to say go sports.
I'm gonna get you a t-shirt. Who wants to see Ryan wear a shirt that say go sports?
Oh gosh.
We'll get him one.
Keep glorifying Christ. You guys are doing great. Obviously, you're important, whether you're the head or tail, right, on the team and everything. So, check out saintfuel.com for some just additional support, prayers, saint talks you can go over, get a little group going there. Small group going to, kind of start, diving into your faith and, some more ways to bring Jesus into sports and to help you out. So, cool. Well, until next time, have yourselves an awesome day. God bless. Talk to you later.